Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Boomer Debate Show, giving voice to 78 million boomers from coast to coast and border to border. Each day we have a different guest and a different topic. Our guests always have a nugget or two for anyone, regardless of where you are. We hope you enjoy the relaxed conversational style of the show. Nothing fancy, just boomers sitting around the table talking about stuff. Now, here are the Boomer Debate, Pete Peters and Deborah Brown.
Oh, yes, indeedy. It is the Boomer the Babe Show coming to you from a little different location today. We are at the Sun City Sundial Recreation Center and Auditorium, and we are at the Heart Health Expo, the annual Heart Health Expo here in Sun City, with all kinds of vendors, all kinds of people, finding information about what they can do for better health and longer life. And one of the places that this is always going to be popular is here in the retirement community of Sun City, Arizona. And I'm Pete Peters. And Deborah is out doing some other things with some of our other clients. And I'm out here fending for myself, so to speak. And we're going to be having a lot of guests coming by. We're at a special extended program today, a two-hour program. And we're looking forward to having a lot of guests and a lot of conversation with a lot of people. So I just want to let everybody know once again that this is the Heart Health Expo in Sun City, Arizona, and we're looking to have quite a few guests. On schedule for today is Mr. Paul Herman. Paul Herman is the executive director of the Sun City Visitors Center. He is also the person that put the program together, and we're going to have Paul be stopping by and visiting with us before long. We have a massage therapist that's going to be talking about the benefits of massage and chiropractic, so she'll be here. A lady, Pat Horton, who has her own business called All About Marketing, and Pat represents many, many small business people here in the Sun City, Northwest San Diego, or Northwest Phoenix Valley, and we'll be talking to Pat. Also coming along, I believe, is a gentleman by the name of Lou Snyderman. Lou Snyderman is a computer website developer, and we're going to be talking to Lou along the way. Reed Geisler is a solar proponent, and he works with the solar companies, and he's going to be having solar people come by, and he's going to come by and talk about what his people do with regard to solar. Scott Fetchler from Vets Tinting, Veterans Tinting, he does a lot of window tinting and so on, and we're going to be talking about this and with him, and also a gentleman by the name of Richard Cromwell, and we're going to be discussing crashing the dollar, how to survive a global currency collapse. So right now we're waiting for our massage therapist to get here. She's in a little area right adjacent to where we are, and she's coming over now, and she's going to have a seat, and here she is. It's Steph Valadez. Is that correct?
This is correct.
We're going to have you talk right into that side of the microphone there, Stephanie.
Okay.
So that we can make sure we get some good sound. You are representing who here today?
I am with Scheidelman Chiropractic Center. We're a local chiropractor in Surprise, Arizona.
And how long have you been doing this fine massage work that you're doing with them?
Well, I started in October 2005. And so I've been doing it for about 5 years.
So you're working for Dr. Scheidelman, whom I happen to know.
Yes.
And have you been working for him right along, or are you new to him?
Oh, no. I've been there. I'm working on my fourth year there, actually.
Okay. Now, where did you get your degree, if you will, or your certificate for massage?
So it was actually here in Phoenix. I went to Arizona School of Massage Therapy. And so I'm licensed here in the state.
So how long a program is that? How long does it take you to gain your certificate to be able to be a certified massage therapist?
Okay, so it depends on what school you went to. At our school, it was for 7 months if you did it full-time, 12 months if you did it part-time. So I went ahead and did it for 7 months.
So then you come out of there, and I'm assuming they helped place you and so on and so forth?
Yeah, they did. And luckily I was placed, by one of Dr. Scheidelman's patients, who happened to be my mom. So she put in the good word, and here I am.
Okay, very
good.
Been
there ever since.
So how is it that massage, or why is it, do you think, massage seems to have really taken hold lately, and there's all kinds of different types of massage, and I think we'll get into that here in just a minute or so, but it seems to be something that's really taken hold, especially here in the Phoenix Valley. So what would you attribute that to?
Absolutely. Well, if you think about the past, everybody thought of massage as a luxury, and just nowadays people are starting to realize, you know, it's not actually a luxury. It's kind of a necessity. You know, you get the tight muscles, you get the stress. Nobody has stress, right?
That's right. But, I'm stress-free.
Yeah. If you are, then let me know what your secrets are. But a massage really helps to relieve the tension in the muscles, and just people are getting to realize that, and it's awesome because they get rid of their pain.
Now, a lot of massage therapists, such as yourself, are affiliated with chiropractic physicians, possibly, naturopathic physicians, possibly, acupuncturists, possibly.
Absolutely.
What is the affinity? Do you have can you give us an idea as to what that affinity is between those practices and massage?
Well, in our office, I can definitely tell you that Dr. Scheidelman has found that if you get the manual therapy, the muscle therapy after you get your adjustment, it actually lasts you a lot longer. It kind of cements everything that was just aligned. And so you're pain-free for a lot longer.
So you're saying then that the chiropractic adjustment or the chiropractic treatment
mm-hmm.
comes first?
Yes.
And then followed by massage?
Yes. Yes, to just keep it all in line.
we're about to get somebody up on a microphone here in just a minute. So we're going to have to talk over that.
Sure.
What is it about, what types of massage are there? I mean, I understand there's deep tissue. I've heard of something called Rolfing.
Yes.
There's Gonstad method. There's Activator. There's deep tissue. I think I may have mentioned that.
Yeah, it's a really common one.
Hot stones or hot rocks or whatever. Tell me a little bit about all of those, what you may know of them.
Well, when you go to school for massage therapy, they actually go over at least like 10 different modalities. And of course, we always go over the deep tissue, the Swedish. The Rolfing is actually a really, really deep tissue, and it's 10 sessions, and you've got to follow up with that. There are very few Rolfing schools. That's kind of like a continuing education type of thing. Not everybody does Rolfing. Gonstad Chiropractic, that's a system in chiropractic, and it's a very hands-on. You don't use a lot of the machines or the tools like Activator. And in our office, that's what doctor does. He is a Gonstad chiropractor, so he's all hands-on. In our office, what we do is a technique called manual therapy, lymph drainage, myofascial release, so a lot of the deep tissue modalities. So that's kind of a little bit of what we do. But absolutely, there's anything from Swedish to reflexology, and it just depends on what you want to do as a massage therapist, because you can take any route.
And as a massage therapist, which one do you specialize in?
I definitely do the myofascial releases, the trigger point therapy, some Swedish, but I kind of just do a combination of all of those, and that's how I treat.
And what is trigger point therapy?
That's what everybody wants to know, right? So we all get those trigger points, muscle, fascia, all bundled up. For some reason, it's not getting enough blood flow in there. And you get this, like, it feels like a marble in your muscle, but it's really just the muscle tissue just tightening up. And the way we treat that is when we put the deep pressure on it, that would be the trigger point therapy, putting the deep pressure on it. When you release it, it actually, you get a blood rush to the area, and that's what it needs to heal up. It needs all that blood flow. So that's kind of like just the top of, just to cover a little bit of trigger point therapy.
So is it safe to say then that what massage therapy does for you is it helps release the blood flow, regardless of which one it is.
Oh,
it
yeah.
does something about the blood so you can get the oxygenation to the local system.
Absolutely.
Where it is and hopefully get it taken care of.
That's what all massage therapy does, absolutely. It gets the blood flowing, circulation moving, oxygen to all the systems. Exactly what you just said.
Well, I've learned something about massage therapy, and I've also learned that I probably should come over there and have you give me a little on my back
when
I'm done.
That would be great. I'd love
to. When I'm done hunching over this microphone today.
Absolutely. There's four of us amazing massage therapists there, so we'd love to. Absolutely.
Well, why don't you give us some contact information, location, how people can get hold of you. Do you take appointments? What is your situation?
Okay. So we are Scheidelman Chiropractic Center, located in Surprise, Arizona. On Bell Road, just west of Grand Avenue. An address for you, 13761 West Bell Road, and it is Surprise and 85374. Our phone number is 623-214-7600, and you can go ahead and set up an appointment, or you know what, we have an open access walk-in policy, so you can just walk in whenever you need us, as long as you know our hours, and we're open every weeknight until 7 p.m., and Saturday mornings also from 8 to 12. What else? Well, actually, today at this event, what we're doing is offering to the people consultation, examination, and any x-rays with Dr. Scheidelman for only $14. So we make it pretty easy. $14 gets you in the door, and you can find out if we can help you or not.
So you must have a website as well,
absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely. That's www.gotpainaz.com. Gotpainarizona.com. That's us.
One more time with the website.
Sure. www.gotpainaz.com.
Well, thank you very much for joining us today. I appreciate you coming over and having
Absolutely.
A little conversation.
Thank you.
I may have to come over and get my little massage here before long.
Come on over. Remember, you can always just walk in.
Okay. Thanks, Elena.
Awesome.
Take care.
Thank you.
Thanks for stopping by. And the next person we have coming up to the microphone today is going to be the executive director of the Sun City Visitor Center and the man that is responsible for this massive throng here today, Mr. Paul Herman. Welcome to the Boomer Debate Show live from the Heart Health Expo.
Well, thank you very much, Pete. It's always a pleasure to get on the air with you and have you come out to our expo this time.
Well, we're glad to be here, and there certainly are a lot of people here today.
The count I had at a little before 10 o'clock was just short of 700 people so far, and we got another two hours to go. So
how many? I'm sorry?
We're a little over 700 already.
Wow. Pat's up at the microphone. Pat Horton's at the microphone up there. She's making sure that she's heard, and I don't know if we can be when she's talking, but we're going to keep going ahead anyhow. What is the number? How many of these health expos have you had?
This is the third Heart Health Expo that we do in every year in February now, but I think we've done eight of them in October, which is our Fire Safety Business Fire Prevention Expo. That's when we help the fire department kick off National Fire Prevention Week and things like that. So,
tell me a little bit about where you get these vendors. Are they all local vendors here? I mean, you've got, what, about 100 of them or so?
Yeah, we've got about 100 vendors, and we also invite nonprofits. We let them come for free so they can tell people about what they're trying to promote within the communities. Most of the vendors are local, and they like to have the exposure. Plus, my rates for these expos are really inexpensive, so it works out pretty well for everybody involved.
Now, one day, middle of the week, from 8 o'clock till 12 o'clock, that's putting a whole lot of people through here in a short four-hour period. Have you ever thought of doing it for multiple days or longer times, or how does that work?
The problem I have, and the reason I'm always on Wednesday, is it's the only day the recreation centers will allow me to have a room, because the only facilities we have here in Sun City are the recreation center facilities, and all it takes is one club to need a room, and it can eliminate me from any opportunity. So this is about the only day I can even get in here.
All right, so obviously the clubs have precedence over just about everything else.
Clubs take precedence over anything. One of the things we had talked about doing was doing a two-day event and getting into some sport-type things. And there's no way that can happen. And the reason I ruled out a sporting type expo is because most of the sports people, whether it be golf clubs or whatever, they end up spending 4 and 5 hours just setting up.
Right.
And
right.
They aren't going to do that for a 4-hour expo.
That's very true. That's very true. Now, let's talk a little bit about your job. I mean, I'm sure this is part of your job, and it brings people to and brings attention to Sun City, which is one of the things you do as the executive director of the Visitor Center. But tell us a little bit about the Visitor Center itself.
Well, we do all the marketing for Sun City. One of the things that Del Webb did not set up back in 1960 was marketing for the community. And the Visitor Center was started back in 1986 by forward-thinking businessmen in the community that said, unless we market our community, it's going to die out here. So especially now with as many 55-plus communities as there are all over the country, we need to keep that marketing going. And the recreation centers are beginning to see that because they're helping with the marketing now by giving me my space in the Bell Recreation Center for no charge. The monies that I'm saving on rent, I'm now putting into marketing. So we're going to be seen coming up shortly in USA Today in a special supplement they have for seniors. We'll have a quarter page ad in it. We're advertising now in Military Officers Association of America magazine, as well as Where to Retire that we've been in for probably the last 7 years.
Now, in addition to all of the marketing that you're doing and so on, you also are in the early stages of writing a book, Reshaping Retirement, I believe is what the working title is. Tell us where you're going to go with that book. And when we get ready to help you out with it.
Well, I'm doing the Blog Talk Radio program, Reshaping Retirement, once a month now. And the one thing we're trying to get people to realize is retirement is changing. I get many people who come into the Visitor Center and they say, you keep talking about change and we like it the way it is. And I say, it's not that we're changing it, it's changing. As we're getting more people moving into Sun City now, we can be speaking of the boomers coming in. We're changing from the standpoint many of them no longer have the pensions like their parents did when they moved here. Sun City, it's at 51 years old now, we're into third generation Sun Cityans. So the makeup of the community is changing. And as we look at Social Security being pushed further off for many people, and it could get further in the near future for retirees, we're looking at people who aren't going to be retiring on a nice pension at 55. So our community has more and more residents that are continuing to work in it. So that's affecting how our clubs operate, because they used to be just from 9 to 4 every day. Now we're getting clubs where they have to be open in the evenings to cater to our residents that are working. Otherwise, they have nothing available to them.
So when I have had conversations with you in the past and with others on our show, this is not your father's or grandfather's retirement. It just isn't that way anymore, is it?
No, it is totally changing. The neat thing with our recreation center, Zoas, they've got funding coming in through the property or the Preservation Improvement Fund that we're able to keep our facilities up to date. The Bell Recreation Center is state of the art, and it's less than 5 years old as far as the fitness center and the swimming area. The Fairway Recreation Center that was built in 1960, by July of this year, it'll be a totally new center down there, 4 times bigger than what was there, with a total new fitness center comparable to the one at Bell, as well as the walking pool and new lane pools. So they're really keeping date with what boomers are looking for as they're coming into these communities and things.
Well, I know for a fact that when my dad and my mother, who's still alive, moved here, he was 55 years old, 56 years old, just got his retirement from Ford Motor Company, and he came out here to retire. And frankly, my concern was he's been such a hard-driving upper middle management executive for so many years, how was he ever going to slow down and retire? Well, let me tell you, he had no problem. I mean, he got to play his golf, he got to do his traveling, he got to hook up his fifth wheel that he purchased and put on the back of a pickup truck and went traveling all over the west, the northwest and so on, took several cruises. But it's not that way anymore for somebody that's retired. when my dad was my age, he was well into his retirement. I'm 10 years older now than he was when he retired.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
And I have no, maybe I have a desire to retire, but there is just no way in God's green earth that I'm going to be able to retire tomorrow.
No. Just the affordability of retirement is making it really rough. When you're looking at some of the surveys, and Del Webb, Pulte Homes did a baby boomer survey, and you're looking at the dollars and cents of how much the boomers have saved for retirement, many of them have nothing at this point in time. So they're going to be working for a good long time. But the nice thing with our community is we're Sun City. We were the first planned active retirement community built anywhere in the world. We have the most amenities of any facility anywhere in the world, and we have the lowest fees right now. So we are the value, and all of our homes are set up with no interior load-bearing walls, so people can come in and totally gut them if they want and customize them for whatever they're looking for, and it just works out really well, and that's why the marketing is so important to keep that word getting out there. Because as we get more people looking to move into Sun City, that's going to be reflected in the value of our homes and also in the activities coming in. Because we're looking at new, younger people moving in with new ideas for new clubs and things. So we've just started a next-gen club as an example. So we set it up that way. Anybody can be a member, but it's being operated by people under 67 years of age. And it'll always reflect the youngest members of the community coming in. So we don't have to have a boomer club this year and a Gen X club 10 years down the road and a Gen Y after that. We just have one next gen that'll always remain the youngest people.
It's always the next generation that is going to be the driving force with that particular club.
Correct. Reflecting their ideas and their thoughts. So that's the important thing, so we can keep fresh.
Now, as you're talking about keeping it fresh, and you were talking about the houses being renovated,
mm-hmm.
I find it absolutely amazing that somebody's told me this, and maybe you know. You have to have, as I understand, you cannot completely raise the house and start from ground up. You have to have some sort of it has to be some sort of a renovation or a remodel. But a remodel can mean that you have just simply two exterior walls standing and they take the whole rest of it down and rebuild it using those two exterior walls. Is that the case?
I believe I've heard the same thing. Then again, since we're Maricopa County, we're unincorporated, I don't think, personally, my opinion on the thing is if I wanted to buy a house here and totally bulldoze it, I think you could do it by getting your permits from Maricopa County. There's nothing within our CC&Rs that I've read that would curtail you from doing something like that. One of the things with our CC&Rs, though, we do have in there that our homes have to be single-story, not two-story homes. But then again, most seniors aren't looking for two-story homes. They're not looking to walk up and down stairs and things.
I gave that up years ago, believe me. If the granddaughter's crying in her crib upstairs, I send her mother when we're visiting them. No, grandpa will go get the baby.
Yeah.
That's for sure. The housing situation as it exists right here now, there are, correct me again if I'm wrong, please. There are certain areas where an attached garage or detached garage is available, and those, I've seen a couple of those on some of these rebuilds, and those are on select lots, hard to find lots. I don't know. Do you know anything about that?
Yeah, we've got it, and a lot of it has to do with Maricopa County and their requirements as far as setbacks and things like that, as far as what's going to fit. And the majority of the lots here don't lend themselves to doing something like that. So unless you're in one of the cul-de-sac type situations where you're fanning out on the backside of a lot, or I know there's one that's right at the beginning of a cul-de-sac that had room to do it in the backyard, so to speak, so they put a garage in the backyard, but they have the setback from their lot lines and from the curb that was able to be done. But those are few and far between here in Sun City.
Yeah, I think I saw one down by the post office down there, right on the corner where they've got a separate garage. And then they had that much more floor space in the house. But that is the exception. It's certainly not the rule.
Correct. Okay. Correct.
Well, Paul, I'm going to let you go. I know you got probably a million people clamoring to talk to you out there somewhere.
Yeah, I got to make some announcements and thank our sponsors again for helping us put this on. And I always want to thank our people who come out to the expos because they keep the vendors happy, which keeps them coming back year after year. And this amounts to quite a bit of the income that I need to operate the visitor center. So,
well, why don't you take advantage right now and tell the listeners who the sponsors of this year's expo are.
Well, our main three sponsors this year were Sunshine Service, which does a tremendous job here in Sun City for residents as far as loaning them out any medical equipment. And they go beyond that to a point where if you have your grandkids coming in and you need one of those folding porta-cribs or something, they have those and high chairs and all kinds of stuff, along with rollaways when you get the big crowds coming in.
Let's talk about that just for a minute. I know I've availed myself of their phenomenal service. And for instance, my mother's at a point now where we take her shopping. She really performs much better when she's in a wheelchair. And now, we didn't buy a wheelchair. We went to Sunshine Services, and we're using that wheelchair, and we can keep that wheelchair as long as we want or need, which is amazing to me.
Yeah, and basically, you sign a contract. There's no fee involved in it. When you return it, whenever that happens to be, if you want to leave a donation, they're more than happy to accept the donation, but it's not mandatory in any way.
Yeah, the only thing that they'd like to have back is they'd like to have the high chairs back after 30 days because they figure that kid shouldn't be living there longer than 30 days anyhow.
That's for sure. One of our other sponsors this year is Arizona American Water, and they supplied us with water this year for all of our vendors. And we also have one of our sponsors year after year has been Adult Care Assistance Home Care. Karen Wellert is a real contributing force here in Sun City. She sponsors many events. She's actually sponsoring with the fire department the continuous chest compression trainings, which is something that everybody should get involved in so they know how to do continuous chest compression.
And we've had Ken Rice from the fire department on before. He's going to come on again and bring the chief along, and we're going to be talking about that and many of the other programs that the fire department's involved in as well. So I just wanted, like I said before, thank you again, Paul, for coming by. It's always a pleasure. And when's your next show scheduled for our Blog Talk Network? You've done it this month already.
Second Thursday of would be March then.
Right.
1 o'clock in the afternoon.
Now, one last thing before I let you go. There, on your last show, you had an organization out of Sun City Center in Florida. And this gentleman is doing something that he calls Sammy Rides, and it's him and three of his friends, I believe, and his wife is going to be driving the sag wagon behind them, and they are going to bike from Sun City, Arizona, to Sun City Center in Florida, and raising money along the way for juvenile cancer. His granddaughter succumbed to that disease some years ago, and this is his way of honoring her. And you had him on the show, and I will tell you, it's a good thing I wasn't trying to talk on that show because I was not going to get through it. And tell us a little bit about that, and when is that kickoff?
Yeah, Mike and the crew, they're going to be here. They come in the end of this month. We're going to have a kind of a kickoff party for them on Tuesday, March 1st from 7 o'clock until 9:30. That'll be at the Fairway Recreation Center, part of the Next Gen meeting. So you'll be able to meet them, hear about it. They've been training for the last many months, 40-mile sessions three times a week. Difference is they haven't been doing any mountains because Florida isn't known for mountains. So when they get into New Mexico, it could be a whole new awakening for them. But they raise money as they're traveling across the country. The money is actually going to be staying in the communities at children's hospitals along the way. So it's not like they're looking to raise a bunch of money to take back to Florida. So that'll be a fun event. We're hoping we get a lot of people out to that Next Gen meeting at the Fairway Rec Center, 7 o'clock on Tuesday, March 1st. And then Wednesday, March 2nd, we're going to have an event right here at the Sundial Auditorium out in the mall area where they're actually going to be leaving from. We're going to have food at both of these events, and hopefully people will come out on Wednesday morning. They can bring their bikes, ride along with them for a few miles if they want, so we can get a big contingent kicking them off. And we're hoping to have this guy by the name of Pete Peters there doing some filming so we can get it online for him. And we're looking for a big kickoff because it is a, as you mentioned, Pete, the cause, this cure for juvenile cancer, it does pull on the heartstrings big time.
Well, it does, and especially seeing as I also now have a granddaughter named Sammy, and it was just, I'm glad I was back in the studio just monitoring the show because you wouldn't have wanted me trying to take part in that conversation.
Yeah.
But it's nice to see that this gentleman and his family and some friends are being able to pull it together and honor this child. So that's a very good thing, and I hope we can get a lot of people out here.
Yeah, the slogan they're using is grandparents raising money for grandchildren.
Great slogan, too. Great slogan.
Well, thank you very much, Pete, for having me on your program again.
Thank you.
I'll be seeing you soon.
Always a pleasure.
Okay.
Take care.
So
thanks
long.
For coming by. And that was Paul Herman with the Sun City Visitor Center, their executive director, show host of the Blog Talk radio show Reshaping Retirement that he does on the Blog Talk Network here in right here from our studios in Sun City, Arizona. And we're waiting for our next guest to come by. My trusty sales rep just came by, and she's recruiting people, which is good. I'm glad to see you're working today, Danielle. So we've got is this gentleman a guest on the show?
I am now.
Are you going to sit down? And he's with Health Nation. Tom Zambrowski.
Yeah, it's actually Tony.
I just had my cataract surgery done, and I missed it. Tony Zambrowski, tell us a little bit, Tony, about what Health Nation is. I'm looking at this flyer, but I'm sure you can tell me easier and quicker than I can read it.
Probably, Health Nation is a company that is literally giving access to individuals to give individuals access to medical doctors 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. They can have access to holistic doctors, medical doctors. They can call them just for reassurance. They can call them, ask them a question. They can call them concerning a problem where they can actually get a diagnosis and even have the doctor, you know, give them a prescription. But the neat part about it is that this is actually done via the phone, via secured email, or you can actually do a video email with the doctor and go face-to-face with the doctor on your computer. So you don't have to get in the car and go to the doctor's office.
Amazing. So you could actually do a video Skype call.
Yes.
To the doctor.
Yes.
This is interesting stuff. I never even thought that medicine could be done that way. So let me ask you another question. So if somebody has an injury, has an injury of some sort, you don't really suggest at that point that they do a video Skype call.
Oh, no. This is not for emergencies. It's not, an injury accident. It's for the American Medical Association basically states that the majority of office visits, emergency room visits, and urgent care, calls could literally be handled over the phone. So what this is basically going to do is it's going to save Americans literally hundreds of millions of dollars by being able to just access a doctor, quickly, without having to, get in the car and drive.
Now, is there a fee for this service?
Yes. Yeah, it's $30 a month. which is incredibly inexpensive for what it actually does. It's like having to have it's like getting a doctor in a family for $30 a month. There's a setup fee, $70 up front, but you get to download all your medical records. So when you do, you know, pick up the phone and call, your medical records are there accessible for the doctor that you're talking to.
Okay, now let's let me just throw a couple of hypotheticals at you. I, as an individual, have I've been being treated for disease A or malady A, and it's 11 o'clock at night, and malady A is fired up again, and my gout's getting me down, whatever the case might be. I don't want to go to the emergency room. I don't want to take care of it there. So will I be able to call this helpline and get some ideas on how to alleviate the problem?
That's exactly what it's there for. It's there for you to call, get a recommendation from the doctor, and if the doctor deems it necessary, he can actually write your prescription, especially if the prescription that you've already had is already on your medical records for the particular ailment that you've got. But everything is at the discretion of the doctor, obviously, in writing your prescription.
And this is an MD. This is a fully licensed medical doctor.
Yep.
And where are these doctors located? Where physically?
All over the United States.
Really?
Yes. There's over 300 doctors located all over the United States that are part of the network.
So is this is a national plan then?
Yes.
So the $70 to set it up. What is the $70? What does the setup consist of?
Just gets you basically set up into the system so that they know who you are. You know, when you're going to call in, get everything set up up front. But it's $30 a month thereafter, and there's no contracts, so we're not locking anybody in for any length of time. You can keep it as long as you want. You can drop it. But once somebody actually tries it, they're hooked.
So I've seen this. I'm looking at this flyer here, and I see a pharmacy discount card. Save 10% to 85% on prescription drugs. Now, as somebody that doesn't have prescription drug coverage myself, excuse me, is this going to actually save? How much of this is going to be closer to the 10% than to the 85%?
It all depends on the medication that you get. But just for example, my wife needed some medication just recently. And it's really neat the way that it actually works, because you get to go online and it will actually give you not only the discount, but it will give you access to all of the pharmacies that are within a couple miles of you. And it'll give you the price for the exact drug that you're looking for. It compares pharmacy to pharmacy, from company A to company B. So it's really neat. So you literally get to go to the pharmacy that is going to give you the best price, and using the discount card as well.
So what is the wellness program? Tell me what about the wellness program.
The wellness program is set up to educate people on how to take care of themselves before they get sick. So
okay.
You've got access to it's a tremendous amount of information. It's an educational program that literally is going to keep people healthy before they actually need to get sick.
Now, if somebody has their own physician that they see on a regular basis for wellness or whatever, or to treat a malady, does this physician then, once they've prescribed or suggested a course of treatment, do they have contact with the person's personal physician?
Well, they don't directly make the contact, but we work with the rest of the medical establishment. It's not even competing with. It's just if you're sick at 11 o'clock at night and you don't have access to your doctor, you can pick up the phone and you can call a doctor and you can get an answer.
Gotcha.
It's just access to information that we didn't have access to getting before.
So if a person is in a situation and they call the doctor and they say, well, I'm having a hard time breathing, I have this pain down my left shoulder, my left arm, the doctor's going to say, hang up and try 911. Not to take two aspirin and call me in the morning.
Right. No, that's for sure.
Okay. All right. So, I mean, the doctor is going to defer to the local emergency situation, whatever it might be. And
right.
The doctor will direct that person to do so.
Yes.
So that adds, in my mind, that adds a lot of credibility. And credibility is probably not really the right word. But when a person is panicking over the fact that they're having some sort of an attack, whether it's a heart attack or a panic attack or you know, shortness of breath or whatever, and there's always nice to know that there's a doctor there that can say, you need to get to the hospital. Don't sit there and think about it anymore.
Right.
That's a good part of the service. All right, now, Tony, tell me how people can get hold of you. What kind of contact information do you want to feel like giving out?
Well, you can get onto my website. It's www.myhealthnation, myhealthnation.net/TonyZ. That's me, and you can get all the information that you need on the website. You can call me personally on my cell phone. My cell phone number is 586-615-0192.
And I imagine if they just were to Google Health Nation,
yep,
they'll be able to find it. They get Google Health
Correct.
Nation. Okay.
Yep.
How many Tony Z's are there out there doing this?
There's only one right now that
only
I know.
Only one
of,
right
so.
Now. So now, did you start this?
No. This was started by a group here in Phoenix, and it just launched this last month. So it's a company that is definitely on the move. It is going places. And for those who have an entrepreneurial spirit, there is definitely some places to go with this.
Phenomenal. Absolutely phenomenal. So it is a chain, is it?
It's an affiliate program.
Affiliate program.
You know, basically the same concept that and how I refer somebody to go see a movie is the same thing here. If you've got something that's worthwhile, I'll tell my friends.
Okay.
And, so.
Sounds great. Well, Tony, thanks for coming by.
All right.
I appreciate
thanks for having
it.
Me.
Good information. And Google My Health Nation or Google Health Nation, and you'll be able to get hold of Tony and find out all about this program.
Yep. Well, thanks so much for having me.
Thanks again. Take care. Have
all
a
right.
great day.
All right.
Bye-bye. Here comes a friend of ours that we've known since forever. Ms. Pat Horton is here. Pat Horton has a company that is called All About Marketing. And what Pat does, well, I'll tell you what. I'm going to let Pat tell you what she does. First of all, welcome to the Boomer and the Babe Show, Pat.
Well, I love Boomer and the Babe. I've been on it before with Tom Longren with Sun City Country Club. And I have known both Boomer and the Babe for umpteen years. And I'm very proud of you.
Umpteen years.
Well, I've been in the Valley 27 years, so we go quite a ways. All right. For 15 years, I marketed for Holiday Retirement. When the owner passed away, 275 of us were laid off, and I did not want to stand in an unemployment line. Everybody said, you know all about marketing, so I said, okay, that's what I'm going to do. So in January, I started my third year. And what it is, I represent people that would like to be at this expo, at different surprise chamber meetings, functions, but they're not able to, because if they did, their clients would go someplace else. So one of the people that I represent is the UPS store in Sun City West. And for the month of March, he's going to be doing a 3-cent black and white copies on regular paper and 25-cent color copies on regular paper, plus half price shredding. So whenever you go into the UPS store on Meeker and Johnson, be sure you want to ask for Pat's price. If any of you are considering Stylestone, quartz, granite, kitchen, and countertops, I've got a lady that'll be Home Depot and Lowe's prices. And if you're tired of slow computers, I've got a gentleman who will come pick up your computer for you, and then every other month or whatever you set up with him, he'll make sure you're on straight. Express junk removal. This gentleman will come to your home and he will go ahead and haul away any of the things that you don't need. Ladybug Pest Control is absolutely fantastic. Since she has been doing my home, I don't even have an ant or any other little cricket coming into my home. Blessings for Seniors is an in-home care assistance. And if you seniors that would like a little extra help, I'm going to give you my phone number now, and then I'll give it to you again. Leave a message, and I will call you back about any of my clients. 623-584-4090. Also, I represent Barb from Park Lane Jewelry. I wear her jewelry. It's great. They've been in business for over 50 years. And what it is, if any of the stones fall out, all you do is put your receipt, your piece of jewelry, and $7 in an envelope to the company, and they'll send it back to you. Plus, she's looking for anybody that wants some part-time extra income. If you want a free seminar on learning to earn higher returns on your money, I have a gentleman that's going to be doing a seminar March 8th, so please give me a call. Also, if you need more energy, I have a nurse, Cheryl, that is offering free caffeine, free cash, crash-free, jitter-free, and stimulant-free, all-natural supplements. You do not need to drink pop and sodas anymore. And one of the things closest to my heart is Eve's Place for domestic violence. 4 years ago when we started out, we had 600 bed nights. The state does not give us any money, and they do not count children. In 2009, we had 1,600 bed nights. These are women and children that have been abused, and now we have four gentlemen in a separate facility that we are helping get back on their feet. We have a terrific thrift shop at 107th and Peoria. It used to be the old Olive Branch Senior Center. You are able to drop off donations, and they will give you a tax receipt. If you have any large items, you can go ahead and call them, and they will go ahead and come and pick them up for you and give you a tax receipt. If you want to go ahead and have some terrific bargains. And one of the outfits I'm wearing right now, I have on, and the sale tag was still on it. Some people buy things. I had a lady that had lost 40 pounds and gave us some terrific outfits. So please consider shopping at Eve's Place. Spread the word. Now don't forget my phone number and leave a message. I will get back with you. 623-584-4090. Pat Horton, All About Marketing.
Well, Pat, that was a great. And I'll tell you what was so great about it. You got all of the people in that you are representing here today.
That's right.
We got them all taken care of. And it gave me a break so I could go get a bottle of water. I tell you, Pat is something else, folks. She's an institution. I mean, I don't, and I say that in the nicest possible way.
Not a mental institution. Fun institution loves life,
and everybody loves Pat. And believe me when I say to you that you can do far, far worse than Pat Horton when you're looking to have some help at a good, moderate price to help promote your business. She is not afraid to tell anybody about businesses that she represents, and she always makes sure that she's representing some of the finest businesses in the Northwest Valley. So, Pat, thanks again for coming. We really appreciate having you on the Boomer the Babe Show. It's always fun.
I appreciate having you, and I'm glad that both of you are my friends, and we'll be friends for a long time.
All right. Thanks, Pat. Bye-bye. Take care. Thanks for coming.
Can they hear us over all that noise?
Yeah, they can hear us just fine.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Patty is Barbara's sister.
All right. We've got a lady sitting here with us now from the RISE program at Rio Salado College.
Right.
Rio Salado College is the extended learning program for adults in the Northwest Valley, and it's also a part of the RISE program is the adult learning program, and it's part of the Rio Salado College. And it's at the new complex over in Surprise.
Right.
give me a quick rundown on, first of all, who am I speaking to?
My name is Patty Masters, and I'm on the governing council of RIDE.
Okay, Patty.
And I teach there, too.
Okay. Give us an example. You say you teach there.
Right.
What do you teach?
Well, I teach two kinds of classes. Right now, I'm teaching decluttering.
Decluttering.
Yes, and I run a decluttering support group for those of us who need some people to report to when we have a project and we haven't done it. And I also teach Myers-Briggs Personality Type Indicator, which
Myers-Briggs, okay.
Yes, yes, yes. But we have classes at RIDE. We offer about 300 classes a year, and it only costs $45 a year for a membership. And right now, if you join after March 1st, you get 15 months of membership. So it's a special deal right now. It's just a good time to join. And the classes range from history to music to art, a lot of alternative health and regular health classes. I'm taking a class next week on why vitamins may be killing you. There's classes on preparing, you know, for death, you know, how to get your papers in order and stuff like that. Really neat history classes. Louisiana Purchase is one that's being offered this week. And then we have outside experts come in. Our teachers are not paid, they're volunteers. We are looking for science teachers, people that have a special passion for science. You don't have to have taught. You just have to have a special interest in science. All it takes is for you to go down to Rio Salado College, which is across from the big sign welcoming you to Sun City West. Join up, pay your $45, and you can sign up for the class.
Now, the RISE program has been around for how long?
About 15 years.
And has it been at that location as its sole location for that length of time?
No. As a matter of fact, it started out very small, just a group of adults who wanted to share their passions and information. And Rio Salado took us under their wing and allows us to use their rooms. And it's a wonderful facility, state-of-the-art electronics, et cetera. So it's great for a teacher. And it's a good location. It's just, if you, as I said, it's across from the sign of Sun City West on Bell after the draw.
Now, the classes that are the RISE classes, I know we taught, Deborah and I taught a RISE class there. I think we taught an 8-week class about preparedness.
Right.
So, and that was a couple, 3 years ago, maybe. And then there was another class, I think, that Deborah taught, and I don't remember what it was, but it was a one-time class that she taught, and I don't recall that. But I do know that you've got a lot of people, and they're primarily senior citizens, correct, that are getting their continuing education, or I don't know, can you call it continuing education? They're not maybe working for a degree. They're doing it for interest and because they love to learn.
Oh, right. It's they're enrichment classes. There's no tests, no pre-requirements, and they're non-credit classes. And it's also a place to meet friends. I've met a lot of people at the class.
Now, what is your position with the RISE program? What do you do for them?
As I said, I'm on the governing council, and I'm chair of the public relations committee, but I also teach, and I am a student. I have a hard time deciding which classes to take. I usually range between 15 and 20 classes a semester because our classes range from one session to up to all semester long. For instance, we have one class in Arizona law taught by an attorney who provides a three-ring binder with all kinds of information about Arizona law, and that's especially helpful for people just moving to the area. It's a great class. That's semester long. And it RISE is available to any adult Maricopa County resident. Doesn't have to be older. In fact, we're encouraging younger people to come. We offer classes, two-hour classes from 10 to 12 in 1 to 3 Monday through Thursday, and then we have special classes 10 a.m. on Saturday, and those are open to the public. You don't have to be a member, but basically once you're a member of RISE, pay your $45 membership, you can come to any of the classes free.
Well, why don't you, I know you see that you've got your catalog here, why don't you just briefly run through and give us some titles of some of these classes. We see if we can wet the whistle of some some prospective learners out there in the audience.
Okay, we have self-care is not selfish, bond investing, the pros and cons, why your vitamins may be killing you, series on dental issues, conversational French, through the eyes of a gringa, 8 weeks in Peru and Ecuador, life's purpose, is stress controlling you? We have a class going on this week on the Louisiana Purchase, a lot of history classes, music. We always have a special music class that runs all day where we have a lecture in the morning, and then we go for lunch, and we have a performance in the afternoon. Those are open to the public, too. So, you know, history, politics, whatever, finances, who are your angels, a lot on spirituality and religion. There's an ongoing current issues class where they discuss issues that are current today. And then we have extracurricular classes, groups, really, that meet all the time on a regular basis. And that's where I teach decluttering. And there's we have four different book clubs. We have a class on Edgar Cayce, group that gets together and discusses his teachings. And we have one for women's own personal growth. Those are groups, like I would say almost group support things. We have things like winterization programs, Saudi Arabia, stay calm, afraid to go out in the heat, Broadway, the golden age. We have a wonderful teacher, Bill Sullivan, who was in Broadway, and he teaches, like, for instance, there's one in a couple of weeks under Frank Sinatra, so he'll have a video of people talking about Frank Sinatra, people that were intimately acquainted with him, as well as a clip from the movie that he won an Academy Award on. So he is wonderful because he can give you back, you know, behind the curtain stories of what's happening in Hollywood at that time. So he shows old movies like the dance era, and he'll tell you, you know, who was important then and what they were doing at the time the movie was made. It's great fun.
Well, I've always been impressed whenever when we were there and we were doing some teaching. And I don't know that you could really call it teaching. It's not, in my mind, it's not teaching in the literal sense of the word. It's more of a discussion. It's information sharing. And that's what makes it so nice, because there's not a test at the end of it.
Oh, that's the best part. And no prerequisites. We're talking about things like a new Congress and a look at the fiscal landscape by Wayne Stutzer. And
well, that's going to cause some information to be exchanged.
Yeah. And we have drawing classes too, and history of art. So we just about any area that you might be interested in, we can offer a class. And if you want a class, you talk to our coordinator, and she will try to find a teacher to teach it.
Well, it's all good information, and I, as I said, I'm somewhat familiar with the Rio Salado learning program, because we've been involved in it ourselves from the educational side as far as disseminating the information. So why don't you go ahead and give us some website or other information for contact, and we'll see if maybe we can get one or two students out of this for you.
Great. Just phone 480-377-4250. That's 480-377-4250. Go to our website at www.rise, all caps, riseedu.org. That's in the process of being revamped right now, so it's not in its best right now. But those two places would be the thing to call.
Now, if somebody were to Google Rio Salado College, they can get to you through that website?
Yes, so, they can go there. And that right now, all that's up there is the catalog for the spring. Spring semester starts next week, and we have about almost 100 classes this semester.
And it's not too late to sign up.
No, it's never too late, because a lot of our classes are just one time. So join RISE and take the classes that are left for the semester.
Well, that's great information. Thank you for stopping by.
Thank you very much.
I appreciate you coming by and telling us about that great program.
Thank you, and thank you for your support in the past.
It's our pleasure, believe me. Thanks again.
Bye-bye.
home care. They have a whole schedule of classes for continuous chest compression.
We've got a gentleman stepping up here that we've known for some time, Mr. Reed Geisler. And Reed has changed his direction a little bit as far as what he used to do, and he's now a solar expert.
That's correct.
Taking advantage of the solar boom that's going on here in Arizona, and we're certainly glad that he stopped by and spent some time with us. Welcome to the Boomer the Vape Show, Reed Geisler.
Thank you, Pete. How are you doing today?
We're doing well. How long have you been involved in solar now from your previous exploits?
Coming up on a year right now. I'm having a lot of fun. It's a great company. Perfect Power Solar is really in the forefront of putting PV or photovoltaic panels on people's roofs to help them produce their own electricity to consume less from the grid, from the utility companies.
So is it the objective then to get your meter to run backwards?
Well, we take a very scientific approach to it in the sense that we don't want to put too many panels on the roof to sell it back to the utility company. Yes, you can do that, but we want to be as close to a break-even point as possible so they don't spend more than they have to put the solar panels on their roof.
Solar panels, if done improperly, can, if done to excess, like anything else, but can be quite expensive, can't they?
Yes. Solar panels, it's a great thing. Here, the Phoenix market is quite different from the rest of the world. We have to deal with high temperatures, adverse conditions when it comes to producing electricity. You don't want to have a problem with any electrical wires, so we take a great look at what you're trying to do when it comes to producing power, trying to look at a good way to produce power for you without making it expensive. We want to take a look at how much available roof space you have, and to really give you that production without being very expensive for you.
Let's talk about the roof space. As I understand it, the roof that you're putting your solar panels on has to be south-facing. Is that correct?
That would be the best application for it, Pete. You can put it on an east-west portion of your roof, but then we have to tilt it up so that you get that production. The utility companies will give you the best rebates when you are producing in that manner. So we want to take a look at which direction your roof is facing. We want to take a look at any adverse conditions such as big trees that would shade the roof, or a chimney, or any other things that would stop you from producing PV power.
Now, when you've got them on the roof, how do you have to maintain them, or do you have to maintain them? What has to be done once the panels are up there?
Actually, there is very little maintenance that needs to be done in the system. There are almost no moving parts in it, so it's not something that you have to worry about. Perfect Power Solar has an agreement with our customers where in the first 5 years of your system being installed on the roof, we will come out and clean it, maintain it, check all the wiring, check all the connections, and make sure nothing is causing any problems. We want to make sure that you're getting that production that you're looking for without those issues. So really, it is what you call a bumper-to-bumper warranty for the first 5 years. Everything's included. You don't have to worry about it.
Now, the utility companies in this area, which there are two, APS and Salt River Project.
Right, correct.
Are they giving the same rebate amounts to the customers, or are they different? Or
actually,
how's that determined?
They're really not giving the same amount of rebates. Currently, SRP is giving a $1 per watt rebate based on the production of your panels, and APS is giving, at this current time, a $1.60 per watt rebate. So it really depends on which utility company you're drawing from, as well as making sure that you're producing power the way that the system's intended to, meaning southern exposure, no derating problems with issues of shadowing, things like that. So those rebates are still in force today. They do continue to come down, and we do want people to take advantage of those rebates because it can mean thousands of dollars both on your federal income tax and your state income tax when you file. So please take advantage of those rebates while they're still available.
Now, if it's $1.60 or $1 per watt, if that's $1.60 or $1 per watt used as it goes through your meter and records on your meter, how does that work?
It's what the panels are going to produce.
Okay. So the panel will, based on the number of panels, its size of the panels?
Correct, and how much they're going to produce in wattage.
Okay. And those panels then, are they rated? So and they base that on the rating like that? How does that work?
No, actually, they only give you the rebate amount based on the wattage that it's going to produce.
Okay.
The panels, the Perfect Power Solar, the company I work for, the panels that we use are the SunPower product, and they are the most efficient panels on the market today. The panels, like I put on my roof recently, they're producing power at a 19.1% efficiency, which is the highest in the industry as we speak. Other panels on the market today are in the 14-15%. There's a couple little more efficient than that, but the panels that I put on my roof, as I said, are over 19% efficiency.
Now, when you install the panels, you get your installers out there, everything's going up, you've made your decision that you're going to purchase solar,
right?
Solar panels. Are there government rebates that you can take advantage of other than the per watt rebate? I mean, are there tax incentives to do that?
Yes, there are. Pete, right now there are 30% tax incentives for your federal income tax and up to $1,000 maximum on the state of Arizona income tax. So most people can take advantage of those, and that will reduce the total net cost of the system for most homeowners out there today. Perfect Power Solar does not subcontract out any of the work. So not only are we a dealer for the SunPower product, but we install it ourselves. We don't use any middlemen. We're responsible for everything. It is a turnkey situation. The families basically just handle the paperwork, and we can help them with the financing, and we take care of everything else. We deal with the HOAs. We deal with permitting, being able to get all the product that we need, whether it's the panels, the racking system, the standoffs, the wiring, the conduit. We handle it all. We don't want our customers to worry about anything except let's turn it on, and that's what we're here for.
Now, you mentioned what I think is an interesting situation, and tell me how this is handled. You deal with the HOAs.
Correct.
Now, I understand that the HOAs cannot, by state law, as I understand it, cannot stop anybody from putting solar panels on their roof.
That is correct.
Is that correct?
That is correct, Pete. They may, some HOAs may want to have a say in where you can put these things, but they really can't tell you you can't put them on because of those laws. So we're here to make sure that they understand that it is a federal law that you can put them on your roof. And so we will work with any and all HOAs to make sure that it's a smooth installation for the homeowner.
It would be a shame if somebody decides that they want to have these panels and all of a sudden the HOA says, not only can you not paint your house fuchsia, but you can't have the panels either.
Well, those aren't related issues, so. Oh, funny.
No, absolutely. I know that here in Sun City where we live, there are a few houses that are of questionable color. And I went looking for one to see if it was really as bad as somebody indicated. I drove by, it was that bad. and 3 or 4 months later I drove by and it was no longer that bad.
Well, we don't have anything to do with the color of your home. What we're all about is making sure that we do a nice installation. We clean up everything. We're a very green company. We will even take the boxes away and loose pieces of wiring. We recycle everything. So we don't want the homeowner to worry about anything other than it's going to produce power just the way it's intended to, and we want you to be happy about that.
Well, let's go to a different subject, something a little bit more that I know about Reed Geisler.
Yes, sir.
You are a metal detector enthusiast. Are you a coinologist or numismatist?
I am both, actually. I am a numismatist, a coin collector. I buy and sell coins as well. And I'm also a metal detectorist. And I will be in England, the Colchester area, which is northeast of London. Very shortly, I'll be over there for 2 weeks coming up soon. And right now, we are hunting an area near Colchester where we are searching for and finding Roman items, both coins and artifacts, as well as Saxon, Viking, and medieval. So it's a lot of fun. I'm involved with a great group of people from across the United States and Canada. And we have a certain amount of time that's available. There's a short window for us to be there for about 2 months where the crops have been pulled off the fields before the crops are planted, and we can get on there and search with permission on the farmer's property and make some astonishing finds. It's a lot of fun.
As I understand, you've been fortunate to find some rather rare items along the way that are, I'm not going to ask you their value, but you've found some pretty neat stuff, haven't you?
I have, Pete. Thank you. Not only have I found hammered silver coins, I've found Celtic silver coins, gold coins, and I've even found a gold Roman ring.
How long have you been doing this?
This is actually my 23rd year now.
Really?
It's a lot of fun. I started back in Chicago where I'm from. Hunting in the forest preserves, people's homes with permission, in parks, old fairgrounds, and you never know what you're going to find. It's a lot of fun. I meet a lot of great people. There's a lot of camaraderie in the hobby. I really enjoy it.
How do you know where to go look?
Well, we do a lot of research, first of all, whether it's talking to older folks that have been around whose parents or grandparents lived in a certain area and they remember a fair that was held on a site or a park that they used to play in at the turn of the century. Further back, we will also use maps, home site maps, geographic geological sites, GIS maps. We'll also use satellite imagery when we go to England to see where Roman roads used to be across farm fields or where there was a moat around a castle. So we take a look at those types of issues, and we also do our research through reference materials to find where people's went, whether they lived in a certain area or used particular roads to traverse back and forth. But it is a lot of fun.
Well, I tell you, it sounds interesting. You got to have a lot of patience to do that, though, don't you, really?
That's something I've worked on my entire life. I am not a patient person, but when I get out there metal detecting, there's only one thing on your mind, and that's paying attention to what your earphones are telling you about whether or not there's a particular item in the ground, whether it's near the surface an inch or a foot down. You really have to pay attention to what you're listening for. So I've learned to slow down, a lot more patient, and I'm able to really dig up some of those important finds out there.
Just turn it into a nice leisurely stroll in the woods.
It is. And again, meeting up with friends from the Chicago area and around the world, it's a lot of fun. I don't think I'd trade it for anything else.
Well, that's great. That's phenomenal. Well, I want to thank you for coming by and talking to us not only about your Perfect Power Solar, but I've always enjoyed talking to you about your numismatism.
Thank you, Pete. It's always
that
a pleasure.
Sounds like a disease.
No, not at all. Not at all. But thank you.
I got a bad case of numismatism.
Thanks again, Pete. I appreciate
thank
it.
Thank you very much, Reed. I appreciate it.
You have
Take
a great
care.
Day.
Have a great rest of the show.
Thank you.
All right, we're making room for another gentleman that's a friend of ours and a friend of the show, and that is Mr. Scott Fetchler. And Scott has a company called Veteran Tinting and Blinds. And you're here from the Great White North.
I am.
Are you from Minnesota? Or
Minnesota, the frozen tundra, yes.
Minnesota.
Yes.
Okay. Well, you're not part of that Wisconsin problem going on with people trying to get their money back from the unions, huh?
No, but it could very well trickle into Minnesota.
Yeah, all of those states up there have got their own cases of what they need to do and so on and so forth. But
oh, yeah.
We're not here to talk to politics. We're
good.
We're here to talk about what it is that you do. And as I said, it's tinting and blinds. You did tinting and blind work up in Minnesota.
I did.
And, you wouldn't think of doing window tinting in Minnesota for some strange reason. To me, it just seems like a Southwest anomaly, but a lot of it goes on there.
Well, it was more for fade protection there because the sun is lower in the sky. It comes deeper into your home. Wintertime is actually the worst for fading because you get more reflection off of the snow, and you can even get some exposure on the north end at that time of year. So, actually, our dealer or our representative for our film had 12 states in Canada, and I was with the largest dealer within her realm of territory. So we average between 150 and 200 windows a day in the summertime. A couple years ago, I sold over $300,000 in film.
Wow, that's amazing. Now, do you do just residences and commercial buildings? Do you do automotive as well?
I've done cars since I was a kid. I focus here more on flat glass homes and businesses. The automotive industry is very saturated with a lot of people that fly by night and do cars with not a very quality product. I stay away from that. I use a high-quality product, some professional-grade film that's designed to last and not change color. So I don't compete all that much for car business. I do friends and family, but I'm focusing more on homes and businesses.
Now let's talk about the product itself. You said a high-quality product, and I know I've been privy to your giving a talk at a local meeting about what it is that you do. But what is the difference between what you use as a film product, how it's applied, and some of the other stuff that's out there? And I really mean some of the other stuff that's out there, because it's just stuff out there, isn't it?
There is a lot of stuff out there. Films are made differently, and I actually work with the largest manufacturer of window film in the world. That's all they do is produce window film. In fact, they sell a lot of their raw material to other manufacturers, of whom laminate and use their own processes of putting window film together. There's different adhesives that are available for products. Some adhesives are designed to last 10 years or so. There are films out there that are designed to last upwards of 20, 25 years. So they're lasting virtually as long as your glass is functional. And there's just a whole variety of films out there, from color tones, very light films, to very dark films. It's just a matter of making sure that you're using a product that's made by a reputable manufacturer and that they're going to warrant it for you.
Now, the film that you use, does it come in various color tones or various darkness, or is it just one shade?
There's multiple shades. ranging from very light, virtually invisible on the glass, medium films that will start to cut a little bit more glare, and there's heavy dark films that are designed for more commercial application where you wouldn't need a blind. You can get away with keeping your windows open and enjoying your views. If you're in a workspace and you have views, it's unfortunate most of them are closed all the time because the sun's feeding in and you have to block that direct sun gain. So films can block that sun, the heat, and allow you to keep those blinds open during the day.
Now talk to me a little bit about the cooling properties of putting a film on the window. It actually does cut down, if I'm not mistaken, on the amount of electricity you have to use to cool your house.
It does. Window films do not cool your home for you. They allow you to cool it easier or use less energy to cool that space. And that's ultimately what they do. I've been told that there's concern here for using window films because you can't pull them off in the wintertime. And therefore, you're not getting your solar heat gain in the winter, therefore costing you money to heat your home due to having a window film. Well, if you consider your car tinted, sitting out in a parking lot without air conditioning, it's going to get hot in that car. It's a matter when you get in that car and turn your air conditioner on, now you're going to be able to feel that airflow easier. You won't have to keep that airflow blasting nearly as high in order to feel it. And the same concept is with your home. Wintertime, your days are shorter, so the solar heat gain hours are shorter. And usually you're heating your home in the evening hours or right away in the morning when that sun is coming up. And window films are not going to cause you to have to heat your home more. In fact, there's customers that call and let me know that, or they feel that the film isn't working because their room isn't any cooler. Well, again, it works off of airflow. You have to adjust the airflow. It's going to be easier to cool that base once you have a window film there.
The film itself, does the film go on the inside or the outside of the window?
It's applied to the interior of the glass. It's designed to be clean just like a regular window. There are products out there that you shouldn't use commercial cleaners on. The product that I install, you can use any kind of commercial cleaner on it. So therefore, you're not having to change anything ultimately that you're doing with your windows.
So the film then also is going to be beneficial as far as the fading. Is that one of the big attributes of putting the film on?
It is. Glass is terrible as far as stopping the ultraviolet that causes the majority of the damage. Window films block out 99% of the ultraviolet rays. So you're going to get that protection. You also get fading from visible light and from the heat portion. So by using the product, you're going to reduce those other attributes that cause damage as well. And wintertime, similar to Minnesota, the sun is lower in the sky here, so it's coming deeper into your home, and it's causing damage to those furnishings and flooring that is getting exposed to the sunlight.
Well, now that's one thing I never thought of, is that deeper into your home thing. I mean, That's very novel as far as I'm concerned. I never would have thought of that. I mean, it's obvious when you once you've said it, you realize that. But wow, that's and it's just as strong and just as destructive in the wintertime as it is in the summer.
Absolutely. In fact, there's commercial buildings that still are using the air conditioner in the winter times. I've been in homes that rooms heat up so much that you practically need the air conditioner here. It's interesting because winters here in this state are like the summers back in Minnesota when we had to put film up.
Well, I used to live back in Michigan many, many years ago, and I can absolutely attest to what you're saying. There's no doubt about it. Well, Scott, I want to thank you for coming over here and talking with us for a little while, telling us about what it is that you do. It's amazing. It's in this area, window films are something that you just kind of take for granted, and there's really a lot more involved to it and somewhat of a science involved to it, and I don't think people always realize that. They just go out and say, oh, give me a film from my window.
Right.
But it's really more important than that.
It is. Absolutely. Thank you very much, Boomer.
Well, why don't you go ahead and give us some information on how people can contact you. Maybe your website would be the best way.
My website is veterantintingandblinds.com. I have a nice website. I have video in place. Boomer and the Babe did a video for me as well. I try to educate you on the best product to use. I'm not here to sell you a product. I want to make sure that you get what you need for protection from the sun.
And there's a gentleman standing in front of us wearing a Minnesota shirt. So you may want to go talk to him about putting some window tinting on his window here in Arizona.
Thank you, Pete.
Glad you got. Take care.
Thank you
for stopping by.
Thank you.
Archie Moscato, how are you? Come on over here and sit down and talk to me for a minute. Yeah, I know. That's all I need is a minute.
All right. How you doing, Peter?
I'm good. How are you, Archie?
Good.
You've got a little expo. Speaking of expos and those types of things, you got a little expo coming up yourself.
This Saturday.
Tell us about it.
In Youngstown, Greer Park, which is off of 111th Avenue in Alabama, we will have approximately 60 to 70 different health and safety-related vendors. We'll have the Walgreens Wellness Tour Bus. There are several Valley restaurants that are giving out free food sampling all day, including Texas Roadhouse Barbecue, Fratello's by Amy Mangione. Let's see, we've got My Favorite Martin, which is located in Surprise, and the Eureka Grill, which is a Greek restaurant in Surprise. Those four restaurants will be passing out free food sampling all day long. We've got all kinds of health screenings, health information, raffles, all kinds of freebies. It's going to be a great event, and the weather is going to hold off till late Saturday night, early Sunday morning.
Wonderful, wonderful. So is it going to be the case where you're going to be able to come over there and see that you've got low blood cholesterol, you have no problems?
Absolutely.
And then you can go eat.
Absolutely. All kinds of free services. Everything is free. It's going to be a great day for everybody. And everything from children to geriatrics and including pets.
All right. Fantastic.
Thank you, Peter.
Thanks for coming by and letting us know what you got going. It's good stuff.
From 9 o'clock to 2 o'clock.
Thanks, RK. Appreciate it. On Saturday.
Yep.
All right. Very good.
Right now we're doing free continuous chest compression training. So make sure you get by. And
all right.
A flyer from Jerry.
We've got a gentleman coming in here to talk to us now.
Also keep in mind,
his name is Philip.
No, it's actually, I'm Richard Cromwell.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh,
I got that wrong. That's twice I've gotten that wrong now. It's Richard Cromwell.
There you go.
Richard Cromwell is with an outfit called Swiss America.
Swiss America. We're a gold and silver company. We've been in the Valley since 1981. We primarily sell gold and silver coins. Pretty much the reason we're here today, Boomer, is our owner-operator, Craig Smith, along with Pat Boone, and along with basically, if you can see the forward over here, Lowell Ponte has written a book called Crashing the Dollar. Its main focus basically is on the currency and the current instability of our dollar, along with the rest of the world's currency, and how gold and silver can help one to protect themselves with the dropping dollar.
So you've just mentioned things about the world monetary system, the monetary system as it exists in this country, and gold and silver has been up and down ever since we came off the gold standard. When was that? How many years ago was that?
71.
I think that's probably about when I was thinking of it. Should we have stayed on the gold standard, in your opinion, or did we do okay?
You know, everybody's debating that right now, especially because we're on the Keynesian theory and basically print, print, print. And that's the problem you have today with obviously Barack Obama. But the fact of the matter is, I believe you should have some sort of gold standard. Is it that we're going to take gold and go down and buy bread and food with our Cougarans or American Eagles? Probably not, Boomer. But I think to have it a check and balance system for our government so they just can't continue to print away and deflate our dollar would be a good idea. What Ben has or is being proposed by Ron Paul is that our individuals here in the United States have a choice. Just like if you go over to Europe, you can either conduct your business in the euro or the baht or the mark. but here we only have one standard of currency, which is the dollar. So going back on a gold standard, maybe having 10 or 20% of that being where the government has to have at least 10 or 20% on gold, would at least give our citizens a check and balance system instead of continually just to write checks down the road on the backs of our future generations, exactly what we're doing today, creating more debt down the road. You can't continue to kick the can because eventually the can will kick you.
I agree with that. The thing that is interesting to me, and I don't know how this plays into your book because I've not read the book, but maybe you can just kind of direct me here. There is, it seems to be a preponderance of we buy gold. Everybody is buying gold. There are home parties where people buy gold. There are jewelers that buy gold. There pawn shops are looking for gold. Everybody wants to get their hands on the gold, don't they?
It's, you know, it's like anything. It's relevance. I mean, if you look at it today, a few years back, what was relevant was you had to go out and get rid of your 401k, your IRA, and go buy houses because houses were moving so quickly. You could turn a house over in a week and make $100,000. The idea today is that your barber is selling gold or wanting to buy your gold from him because he or she may be able to make a profit in gold. Gold's attractive because, again, referring back to our book, your dollar, your currency is going down. So what happens when any kind of investment skyrockets or seems to be the leader out there, you have mom and pops and you have people start up all the time. And right now you're experiencing that in the gold market just like we saw. The nice thing about Swiss America, and you can go to SwissAmerica.com to get our information, that we've been in the valley since 1981. We focused on gold and silver all of that time period. And when I was not a plumber 5 years ago and now selling gold, or I was not a contractor 5 years ago, now selling gold. I've been a gold dealer. I've been a gold dealer since 1986. Our company that I work for now has been dealing in gold since 81.
So this is not some one of these come Johnny come lately to the party. You're not somebody that has just decided to take advantage of the market situation the way it is.
No.
You've been through the good and the bad of it since the 80s. And because there was a time when gold and silver really took a dip, didn't it?
Absolutely. And I think it's important for anybody out there, if you have some listeners, to make sure you check out the company that you're dealing with. Make sure you're dealing with somebody who has experience, reputation. Because certainly, when you're dealing with money or investments, you want to make sure it's important to have it. And you want to make sure it's a reputable firm. And I think as you continue to check our firm out, you'll see that we're not only reputable, but we're about third in the nation.
Now, just like anything else, I mean, is gold considered a commodity?
Gold is a commodity.
Okay.
You know,
I mean, what are some other commodities that are like gold? I mean,
have gold, you have silver, you have platinum, you have palladium, you have rhodium. All of these are just different metals that you can go out there and buy. I think you're going to see silver spike very, very briefly here and very quickly, only because whether you have gas and oil prices, which is, again, a commodity, your oil is going up. We're giving away a free gas card here. What happens in our economy is that Barack Obama is going to come in and basically go back to a green initiative, which is good for your solar guy you just had here. But everyone forgets that in a solar panel, the product or the derivative of solar is silver. Silver is your conductivity of electricity, and that's used primarily in your solar panels, and that's why silver is going to go up again back to a commodity point.
I didn't know that they use silver in solar panels.
No, you should ask them on the last gentleman you just had. So that's why, even though you may say, where is gold and silver going, if we continue to have high gas and oil prices, you're going to see a lot of pressure on silver, and that's why it's moved recently from $17 to $34, because it is a byproduct of many of our electronics.
How high do you think silver is going to be going? Where do you think it's going to stop?
Most of the gurus out there, and I don't want to go on record as saying a definitive price, obviously no one knows, but they're talking anywhere between $53 to $60 just based upon the consumption from China and different electronics. And that has nothing even to do with the investment. It has to do with basically the use of silver and the products that it's required. Colloidal silver, medical uses they're finding. It's just something that's being used all over the world.
Well, it's amazing that some of these metallurgic products, metals, precious metals, and otherwise, are mined and used in so many different capacities in so many industries.
Yeah,
you don't even realize it.
No, it's in health. It's in electronics. It's used to, the old school, everyone always thinks of silver as being Kodak and just basically in the printing industry. Well, that's not true at all. I mean, it's in your cell phone. It's in your computer, your laptop sitting on us right now. Silver is really a better conductor than copper when it comes down to any kind of your chips or whatever it's used. Most of them are now used with silver byproduct because copper is not a very good conductivity of electricity, whereas silver is better. It was used in the first atom bomb, and I can tell you the whole story later.
Wow, that's amazing. Well, I thank you for coming by and telling us a little bit about crashing the dollar.
Yeah, and you can go to www.crashingthedollar.com, get a copy there, sign up, and learn about why it's not good to have just the dollar in your wallet today, and having diversification may be important to you.
Well, thanks again. We certainly do appreciate it, Richard.
You're welcome. Thank you. Oh, see ya. Thanks, man.
Stepping in now is a gentleman that did his success or failure show immediately preceding our Boomer Debate show today. He came back down here from the country club that he owns, and he's schmying around here, seeing what kind of trouble you get into, eh, Tom?
I can get into a lot here. A lot of good people. A lot of vendors here in Sun City, which makes it really wonderful.
Yes, they are. I'm interested in talking to you not only about your book, Discover Success or Failure, which you do a fine
job. The choice is yours.
The choice is yours, which you do a fine job in promoting and using with people and helping them in their business. But I'm particularly interested right now in Golf Mix. Tell me about Golf Mix. This is your latest venture. I know that you had a tent or a booth out at the Phoenix Open, the waste management. Yeah,
Phoenix
I couldn't
Open.
Get that out. Waste Management, Phoenix Open, had a great stay out there, albeit a little cold.
Eight days, lots of icicles. But
tell me about Golf Mix. What is Golf Mix?
Golf Mix is a online website where golfers review golf courses and not owners. Where you can find people that are not talking heads. They're people with your handicap, how often they play, their kind of game, and they will go and review a golf course. What, as the owner of a golf course, I'm tired of telling people how wonderful Sun City Country Club is. Doesn't make any difference. It's their estimate of the value of their playing and using their entertainment dollars. Value to me is value equals the experience minus the price. So if you go out and have a great experience, but you're paying $250 plus a caddy, it is not a good value. And your experience wouldn't be good. But if you come and play our course, $45 or $38 online, you play in 4 hours, you enjoy a wonderful course, great staff, great camaraderie out there. It's less than $12.50 an hour for your entertainment. Now, that's the kind of pricing that we try to do. Now, with Golf Now, or Golf Mix, what we're trying to do is have golfers review the course, and they can do the equation and tell other golfers about the course. And then you, as a golfer, go online. Any course in Arizona, we have them all up. We have 50 courses in California. And it's just a really wonderful experience. We're modeling. We're doing our business model right out of Success or Failure. The choice is yours. It's going to be a wonderful website for golfers. It's golfers community, where we actually bring social into the social media.
Now, how did you get hooked up with this project?
Well, I'm constantly looking for ways to market and to let people know what a great value, actually not just my course, but Sun City golf courses are, period. This is a great place. It's wonderful values. And with 78 million baby boomers coming in the next 14 years, they need a place like Sun City to come to and get over the stigma. This is an old place for old people. It's a wonderful place with great products, great facilities, great clubs and networking that can go on here. It's a wonderful place to live, retire, or work.
Well, it's that, you're absolutely right. And more and more, and I was talking at some length on the show earlier with Paul Herman from the Visitor Center, more and more of us are still working, aren't we?
Yeah, and the point is, work is a four-letter word, and it's our job to turn it to a three-letter word called fun. And if you have to work because you're not eating well, that's one thing. But if you get to work because you enjoy it, then you're truly being successful, being happy doing what you want to do. And that's what my book is about, success or failure. The choice is yours. You don't want to get to be retirement age and think about outliving your money. So you go back to work a little bit. But it's just like with what you're doing with Boomer and the Babe. I mean, it's a wonderful thing to do. I mean, you enjoy it, but you're bringing a lot of good to your community and to the area and to the people that live in it.
Well, thank you, Tom. I appreciate your saying that, but it is fun. We do enjoy doing it. That and all of the other things that we're involved in, that is all part of building the Boomer the Bay brand, and we're having a heck of a time doing it, I'll guarantee you.
Well, see, and you're enjoying it, but... Like I'm one of your clients, and I can I'm here to give you a testimonial that it is really a great thing, because individuals couldn't afford this 5 years ago. I mean, but now you've brought the pricing of this down so that anybody that has a business needs to talk to Pete and Deborah of Boomer and the Babe.
Thank you very much. I appreciate the good words, the kind words. I knew there was a reason I wanted to bring you over here today.
Okay.
I'm going to get Jerry in here now,
okay.
Tom. Okay.
Very good.
And he's going to do it. And he does the golf tournament at your golf course.
That's right. We're all clients.
There you go. Absolutely. Thanks again for stopping by.
You bet. Thanks.
Jerry, get on in here and sit down, because we're getting down to the short rows here. I'm glad to see that you stopped by. I'm glad to see you here.
Well, thank you very much for letting me come on here and talk with you today, Pete.
Well, tell me a little bit about your golf tournament. It's all about the military and supporting the troops. Tell me about it. When is it? I already indicated it's going to be at Tom's Sun City Country Club, so we know we got a good venue for it. So tell me the story.
And you know Bob Chadwick, the manager down there. We got him working full speed ahead with Larry Mill Toyota. And on May the 7th, it's going to be a wild day for everybody, because we're bringing 300 Marines who are already signed up to be here. And they're coming from the front lines of Afghanistan. A lot of them been from Iraq. And, of course, we're bringing in the guys that have been wounded, injured, and lost parts of their body. I hate to talk about the rest of it, because they really haven't lost anything, far as I'm concerned, their whole body. And the great thing about this, I got the disabled veterans group on motorcycles this morning. They're going to come by, bring the flag over. We got First Sergeant Davis out here at Luke, who's going to be out there with a command of a rifle team. And they're going to deliver the flag for the Marines to raise that morning. So it's going to be kind of a military scene to start with. And they're going to ask them to raise it at 0800. And people want to come, they should come early to see all this. And when they raise the flag, then we'll have all military branches displayed, along with a lady who will have a son, representing a son in Iraq or Afghanistan. And then at the end, we'll have the POW and MIA table with the setting. And then we'll have a lady who lost her son in 2005. If she can make everything work, we'll have her there. And then she'll set the table for us. After that, we're going to have the volley of gunfire along with taps. And then we're going to get a couple priests or ministers together, and we'll have a benediction at that time. Then we'll play golf.
After the ceremony, we're going to play some golf.
That's it. That's the day.
Now, are you going to have some little adorable people,
yeah,
little
Pete,
women,
Pete,
shall we say?
Pete, you're smiling. You know I'm bringing out the Hooters and the Tilt and Kilt girls, and they're bringing the free beer and the wings for the guys, and it's all free. You got to come by their booth, and the girls will give you a free beer, you know, and you can be kind and put a donation in the jar. Who cares? And the day is open to the public. Vendors come, and everybody, if you got something to display, talk about. We will have a military display there for everybody, too, Pete. And so people can see what you're spending your tax dollars on and thank these guys. That's a big thing. Instead of waving the flag that day, wave it and thank these guys. Give them a flag. They'll appreciate that.
And play a little golf.
There you go.
Absolutely.
Absolutely, Pete. That's appreciated.
Well, what's the date of that again? Let me see your flyer here, Jerry.
It's May 7th at the Sun City Country Club. It's an all-day event. We got the golf course from 6 a.m. till 6 p.m. And if it goes a little bit before, a little after, who cares? And Larry Miller Toyota has hosted the whole program for us. And they are going to have a hole-in-one and some other gifts and items going along with different golfing ideas they have out there. I'm not much of a golfer.
So now there's a website here.
That's right.
GolfDigestPlanner.com/17533-MarineGolf. Now that's a heck of a website. How can we shorten that up? What's a better? Is there another way to get a hold of you?
You can actually get a hold of me on B like Baki Boy. It's bdebonair@aol.com.
Okay.
That's an email. And other than that, you can call me at 623-535-0064.
And I'm seeing here that we got a shotgun start at 9 o'clock, awards and raffles and 50-50 prizes. Got to have your entry in by April 20th. Registration on May 7th is at 8 o'clock in the morning.
That's
right. And we're going to rock and roll.
That's it. And then... the thing is that we're going to have a car show with it and a motorcycle show there also that day. Along. So it's going to be a wild day for everybody. And then country western karaoke is going to be there. So you can sing country western, Pete. You'll have to be there.
Well, I will listen to country western, Jerry. Thank you very much the invitation.
Thank you, Pete.
Thank you. Take care. We'll see you again. There's your flyer back, and
you can have.
We'll be talking again, I'm sure.
Oh, you will bet.
Thank you, Jerry.
Thank
you. Well, that just about wraps it up for the Boomer the Babe show here at the Heart Health Expo for 2011 in Sun City, Arizona. Talking to a lot of guests. If you'd like to have any more information about what it is that the Boomer and the Babe do, be sure to go to www.boomerandthebabe.com. That's boomerandthebabe.com. See all the things it is that we do, including our publishing of books, ebooks, and mini books, our consulting services, our branding services, and our promotional product services. There's not much that we don't get involved in as far as the marketing is concerned. So at this time, I'm just going to go ahead and sign it off for the day. It's been a great day out here at the Heart Health Expo. I want to thank Paul Herman and all of his volunteers that were here, and also all of the guests that came by to sit down and visit with us a little bit today, and hopefully give everybody a little bit of idea of what really goes on in Sun City. It's not just retirees out here. There's a whole bunch of stuff going on in Sun City, Arizona. So have a great day, everybody. Make the rest of your life the best half of your life, and we'll see you at the next show.
You've been listening to the Boom and the Babe show, where we bring interesting conversations to the world. Be sure to follow us on Twitter, where we tweet as Boomer and Babe, and on Facebook as Pete Peters 47. As always, you can friend us on Blog Talk Radio or sign up for our newsletter at boomerandthebabe.com. Email us at host@boomerthebabe.com with any of your comments. Remember, at 50, you're just getting started.